To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It is Tuesday, news listeners, and time for today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is January 11th, 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. I was starting off today with Apple and iCloud and the EU, so you can kind of know where this is going. Some of you might be aware of the iCloud Private Relay. That was actually a feature that was launched in iOS 15, although it's still in beta. That feature actually encrypts data so neither Apple nor even a third party can actually see users' browsing activity in Safari. Well, it seems the EU mobile operators, they don't like it. Yes, many EU mobile operators are looking for iCloud's Private Relay service to be completely outlawed. Why would they want such a thing? Well, let's read on. According to the mobile operators, they said that iCloud Private Relay, while it's nice that it enhances users' privacy, it also cuts off networks and servers from accessing vital network data and metadata, aka being able to actually make money from you and I. In fact, they're going on to say it should be outlawed because it allegedly infringes upon EU digital sovereignty. Now, it's not just in the EU, the UK itself is also getting a little concerned about it. In fact, TalkTalk claimed that iCloud Private Relay would make it very difficult to block dangerous content. Now, like we said, iCloud Private Relay currently in beta, and we don't know when Apple plans to bring it out of beta. With all of this going on in the EU right now, heck, they may never do that. Staying with Apple News and Apple Watch users out there, did you ever use your watch for an Uber? Yeah, probably not. You wouldn't be alone. That's why Uber says, we're just going to abandon that idea now. Uber has actually quietly shut down its Apple Watch app and now shows a message to please switch to the Uber mobile app, as the company is no longer supporting the Apple Watch app. Yes, you can still find Uber's app for the Apple Watch in the App Store, but we're being told don't expect it there much longer. Besides, don't download it, you can't do anything with it anyways. Now, those of you that may have forgot, Uber's never been really popular on the watch platforms. Actually, 2 years ago for Wear OS, they said, we're not doing this anymore either. So they actually went quite a bit longer with the Apple Watch. That may be due to popularity. Clubhouse. Most people are familiar with that, and in this pandemic age we're still in. Well, LinkedIn has kind of looked at Clubhouse and said, hey, good idea. That's why LinkedIn has decided to launch an audio event, and it's coming later this month. In fact, according to LinkedIn, they've been working on it since last year, saying they were doing these tests to create a unique audio experience connected straight to your professional identity. Now, this is all going to be part of LinkedIn's all virtual events platform, and when it's all said and done, it should have a panel-style discussions, round tables, and even fireside chats. And it'll be left up to the host if they want to mix match, do it all, or just, simplify things just with audio. As for when everything will be launching for LinkedIn's virtual platform, no word yet, but we're hearing it shouldn't be too much longer. And finally, speaking of shouldn't be too much longer, boy, it's taken a while, and it still ain't there. Now we're talking about Spotify Hi-Fi. Yep, almost a year ago, we got confirmation from Spotify that says, yes, it's all about quality. We want to give our users the quality. Well, your users are still waiting for the quality. That quality being, of course, CD quality music. And at the time, most people were saying, woo, this is a good idea. We've been waiting for this. And apparently, we're going to have to still keep waiting. Now, we are hearing from Spotify they're still working on hi-fi streaming, but they ain't got a freaking date yet. One has to wonder if they've actually missed the opportunity already. Apple Music pretty much jumped out last year and said, here we go, and they're still adding even hi-fi content. Tidal's been there pretty much from the beginning. Qobuz is also around with more competitive pricing plans. Heck, even Deezer's in the game. Spotify's still yet to arrive at the stadium. You got a story? No one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network is britishtechnetwork.com. That is, of course, where you can find all the BTN podcasts, the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show, too. You can also show your support for the news show, because without you, this show just simply can't exist. Head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions if you love the news show, where your support will ensure that we can stay on the air. Check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the BTN community and our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Thursday installment. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.